on Friday, which is Yom Tov. Neymar, why don't we say, Kivon di boy yam tuye motzi mamti lei. Is alpha gabs lo yam tuye command yam tuye dummy. His kivon di boy mamti. Since if he wanted to, he could have brought his Erev out there. We're talking about now Thursday night. Thursday night, the first day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you let it carry. So bein hashmoshes of Yom Tov, if you wanted to, even though you didn't put the bread out there, you could though take the bread from your house and carry it out there, leave it outside there. So kivon di boy yam tuye, if you wanted to, you could have carried the Erev outside. Is motzi mam tuye, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. Lei el abzayde din should be afagav lo yam tuye. Even though then you did not bring the lechem, the bread out there at the bein hashmoshes at the beginning of Yom Tov. Is command them to your dummy. It should be considered as if the bread was there. And just like you're saying by Yosef Svara now, the bread here is in the kukolo. The basket is on top of the tree, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. It's in a different Rishus right now. So right now, the Erev should not be chal. Why are you saying, Ravina is saying the Erev is chal? Because since you could tilt the basket downwards and bring the basket into the makam of a karmelis, and then you want to take the lechem out and put it down, even though you don't do that, so you say the Erev is chal, because there is a hechatins to how you could take the Erev and put it down there. So in every Yom Tov, when you want to make an Erev for Yom Tov, you should not have to take your lechem there before Yom Tov and leave it outside the tchum to be kind of the Erev. No, even if the chalim is at your home, it should also be chal. Why? Because if you want to, you're allowed to carry the bread on Yom Tov. So if you wanted to, you could have taken the bread from your house on Yom Tov and bring it there. So since you're allowed to do it, even though you didn't do it, it should be kosher. Just like you're saying here. Right now, the lechem is in the basket in the Rishus HaYochid. And it's Rochiv Dalad Amis. It's not the Mokim Yashvisa. It's not where your Erev should be chal. They're telling you, Svara, since you have Echatimsa, how to bring it to you. So we look as if it's brought to you, as if the Erev is chal. So on Yom Tov, you should never have to bring the lechem outside them. Every Yom Tov, it should be mutter to make a Ruvit Chumim, have the lechem at home with you. And Stam have das, and I want to be kind of Shvisa outside, under that tree. I know exactly where the tree is. Where's your bread? A Svara. Since I could get the bread there, let's look if it's as if it's there. Elamai, see, you don't say this, Svara. So, Drashi, Amrav Zeirum. There's a teretz ready. And the Gemara, Amrav Zeirum, Enechlam, you take a right. Now, the reason why on Yom Tov, you have to take the bread out there, I'll tell you, it's a Gzeirum, the Galocha. Gzeirum, Mishum, Yom Tov, Shechal, Liyois, Achara, Shabbos. I tell you, the reason why they made a Gzeirum on Yom Tov, you have to put the Erev out there before Yom Tov, because what about if Yom Tov comes out on Sunday? Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos. So when do you have to have the Erev there? Moitzoy Shabbos, which means Bein HaShemoshes of Shabbos. Now then you're not allowed to, you can't carry Erev outside then. If you want the Erev to be chal for Sunday, for Yom Tov, you have to put the Erev outside the Tchum, when? On Shabbos, like Bein HaShemoshes of Moitzoy Shabbos. At that time, before Moitzoy Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry then. So in such a time, when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, then Pshiti has to have the Erev there from before Shabbos, and it has to be there for 2 days to be chal for Sunday. So it's a gzeira that when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, you have to make sure the chal is there from before Shabbos, because then you don't have the svara, you could take it right now and bring it out there. Because right now on Shabbos is also the carry. So it's a gzeira after the Yom Tov after Shabbos, for every Yom Tov, the Rabbanu will go and says, every time you want to make an Rubit Chum on Yom Tov, the bread, the lechem has to be there before Yom Tov. It's only gzeira. Without this gzeira, it'd be mutter for Rubit Chum to be chal, even though the bread is at home. Because you have Ravina Svarim. Since there's a Hecha Timsa, you could get the bread there, it's mutter. So Drash, Yom Rav Zeira. Ho the Yatsuchu Rabbonin, Luchol HaMarvin, Lohoylech Eruve Lamokim Shvisosai. What are the Rabbonin saying every Yom Tov? You have to bring the bread outside the tchum to put it down there. I'll tell you, it's only Igzera. Mishum Yom Tov Achar HaShabbos. Diboy Yom Tov Yevishabbos, Lerev Liyam HaMochris, Leimotzim Amtilei. Because in the case that Yom Tov is Sunday, so you have to bring the Lechem on Shabbos, right at the end of Shabbos. At that time, it's still an Issa Shabbos, you can't carry. So then you can't carry the bread outside to the Mokam Erev. V'tzaruch L'alichem Erev Shabbos. When do you have to bring the Lechem outside there, Erev Shabbos? Now, V'yarmut B'yalmo. If you tell me on every regular Yom Tov, Nishavka B'beisa, you're allowed to leave the Erev in your house. Mishum Hoyel, because of the Svara, since you are allowed to carry it out there, it's considered like it's out there. Is Hochinami, people come to make a mistake, Osa L'mismacholei, V'nofak Al Erev, Shvisosu B'yom Tov Achra Shabbos. People will make a mistake and be saying on the Erev that's in their house, even when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos. And when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, the Moitzoy Shabbos, you don't have this migul. At that time, when it's still Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshosh, you're not allowed to carry the lechem out to the fields. So it's exerudik halacha why it doesn't help.
Yeah.
Right. For the Mara Eitz, they have a kashin you. Niskavin Lishras Rishus Rabin. Somebody had that, he wanted to be kohen his shvisa for Rubit Chumim in the Rishus Rabin. The Niach Eruvai, and he put his two lechems, the koisel in the wall, Lamat in the wall. The wall was on the side of the Rishus Rabin. Is Lamatim, yes, sir. If the wall is the place, the hole is on the bottom, on the 10 Tvachim, is Alocha, Lamatim, yes, sir, Tvachim, Eruv, Yeruv. Then the Erev is Chal. It's still considered like in the Rishus Rabin, and the Erev is Chal. So Rashi, Veniach Eruv, Bekoisel, Samach Lamachim Shvisa, Chutz Liyar Bamis. It was Taka more than 4 Amis away, Komar, Okidakim Nebilon, like we said before. As if it's within a radius of 4 amas where you wanted to stay, as if it's within dal damas from where you want to be kind of shvisam, then midirabonin, all the dal amas around you blinds like Rishusa Yochid, and it goes ad l'shemayim, so any place, no matter how high up, would also be good. So we're talking about now this wall is more than dal damas away from the mokum where you want to be kind of shvisam. So we don't see right now as if the bread is at the mokum where you want to be kind of shvisam. So the only reason why the Erev could be Chal is if you're allowed to take the bread and carry it to the Makam HaShvisim. So Melo, we say, if the wall is Yud Tvachim high, it's Rishus HaYochid, it's Osir. Mashenken Lamatam Yasar Tvachim is, let's say, Lamalam Yud Tvachim and Ruvi Erev.
Yeah.
Mashenken Lamatam Yasar Tvachim is Rashi the Ruvi Erev. V'yaf Al-Gav, the Eruvai Chutzli Arba Mois, even though the Erev is more than Dal Damas away, or the Moti Shokalei, you can carry it. The Yesuya, Pokus Pokus Miyabamis. Ah, you have to carry it more than Dal Damas. That's also Midiraisa on Shabbos. The Teretz is, since it's not in Rishus Yochid right now, you can carry it Pokus Pokus. Shh! You can carry it Pokus Pokus Midal Damas, you can carry it. And that's only Yosim Midirabonin. Trashin Yesuya, Pokus Pokus Miyabamis. Do Afilu Bishabbos, Lo Yosef Kihai Gavne Elu Mishum Shvus Dirabonin. So if the two breads attack more than 4 amas away where you want to be kohen shvisim, but if they're only in a karmelis, they're in this hole that's less than you tefachim off the ground, that's only a karmelis, so you're allowed to pick it up and carry it to the makom where you want to be kohen shvisim. I is more than dal damas away, so you carry it pochas pochas dal damas, which is only yosim with the rabbonim, and ben hashmash the rabbonim weren't goyzim. Mashenke lamala miyasora. Then the din is ain eruvay. Why? Binofe chus liyarba moisoid koy brishus rabim lemoslem mishkle brishus yochid. The who brishus rabim the ruvay brishus yochid. Because since it's in the kaisa, which is yutzvachem high, it's called brishus yochid. So you're not allowed to carry from brishus yochid into brishus rabim. That's also midiraisa. The mela the erev is not chal.
Yeah.
So that's this halacha. Now, what about Niskaven Lishvois Beresh HaShoivich? You had that to be kind of Shvisa on top of the wall. Oy Beresh HaMiglo, on top of the tower, that's where you wanted to be kind of Shvisa. As we say, Lamalim Meyut Tvachim, if it's Lamalim Yut Tvachim Eruvi Erev, then the Erev is Chal. Since you want to be kind of Shvisa on top, and the Erev is Lamalim Meyut, you're in the same Mokim, then it's good. Drash Niskaven Lishvois Shvisa Beresh HaMiglo, Vuhu Gavoya Harbe, the Miglo itself was very high up. And you put the Erev in the Migdal or in the wall. If you put it in the wall more than you tvachim high, then the Erev is chal. Even though you're not allowed to pick up the Erev and take it to you, you can't now pick it up. It's in the wall, the Erev. And you're kind of shvisa all the way on top of the wall. So you're on top of Rishus HaYochid. And the Erev is in the wall on a lower point. So Rashi is saying, even though you're not allowed to take the Erev from the lower point and bring it to the higher point, why? You're carrying it from one Rishus HaYochid in the hole of the wall, and you bring it up now to the top of the wall, which is another Rishus HaYochid. But you're going derech av Rishus HaRabim. You pick it out of the hole, you took it out of the Rishus HaYochid, now when it's over the ear, this is the ear of Rishus HaRabim. So you're going derech av Rishus HaRabim, that's Nisa Moishit. The Kain Malon, the Moishit, the Afidu Lamala Meyud, even if you hold it more than you tzvachim off the ground, Chayiv. Because that was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they carried from one wagon to another wagon, and they used to carry it over the Rishus HaRabim. Even though the wagons itself were Yud Tvachim off the ground, that's an Issa Moshit. They can't hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus Yochid over the ear of Rishus Rabin. So here, by taking the Erev out of the bottom hole, which is one Rishus Yochid, and carrying it out in the Av Rishus Rabin and bringing it on top of the wall, that would be Yosim Midiraisa. But still, the Erev is Chal. Why? Because you could climb down now and eat the Erev where it is. That even though you want to live on top of the roof, on top of the wall, which is, let's say that's 50 yamas high, but lamaisa, once you're 10 tefachim off the ground, between 10 tefachim, and no matter how high up you go, it's always called one rishus. There's no chalukya rishus once you're 10 tefachim off, no matter how high you are. So since lamaisa, the erev is more than you tefachim high. So you being on top of the wall, you could climb down and eat the erev where it is. So since the zehecha tinta, you could eat the erev, and it's not called a different rishus, because anything more than yutzvachamai is called adurikia, is like one rishus. So with the erev is chal, it's as if you can eat the erev b'makaymai. Where's your makam? Even though your makam is on top of the wall, and there you can't bring the food, but so what? You could come down to the bottom part of the wall, which is also Rishus Yochid, which is Lamala Meyud, and anything more than Yutfachim off the ground is a Svar, it's all called one Rishus, Duchas Erevin. So, Melo Yav, Echatim Sad, each year of the Erev is Chal. Yeah, Erubi Erev. What about Lamata Meyutfachim? If you have the Erev in the wall, but it's on less than Yutfachim off the ground in the wall, so that's not called Rishus Yochid, it's not called them Kaimai on top, it's called on the bottom, then the Locher is Ein Erubi Erev. Then we say the Erev is not Chal. Why? Because you can't be in the same Rishus. The Erev is Lamala Meyud, Lamata Meyud, and your Lamala Meyud. There are two different Rishusim. So Rashi, Ein Eruvi Erev, this is a Chiddush of Rashi here. Ein Eruvi Erev, the Rashi, right next to the Goris Tabachis. Ein Eruvi Erev. To Lemotzi Lemishkula Mihu Karmelis. Because he can't carry the bread out of this Karmelis. We're saying now it's Lamata Meyud, it's not Yitzvachim off the ground. So even though it's in the walls, maybe Rochav Dalad by Dalad, at most it's a Karmelis. So the Chura, a Karmelis, is only Yosim the Rabbonin. So why can't you carry this bread from the hole in the wall that's more than Gimel Tzvachim, but less than Yud Tzvachim? Why can't you carry it from there, Lamala, on top to a Shusha Yochid? So Rashi still, it's awesome. The Yisui El Rosh HaMigdol, to carry it from the bottom hole to the top of the Migdol, top of the tower. Sheshoy V'som, where you want to rest. Mishum Avirishus Rabin, because you're carrying it through the Avirishus Rabin. The Mamtile Derech Avirishus Rabin, Rishus Yochid. You're carrying it through the Avirishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. Vinoch, so male, that's also Nissa Moshe. You have a big Kiddush of Rashi, that when you take something out of a Karmelis and carry it through Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid, that would also be a Nissa Diraisa of Moshe. The Chur you learn, a Dafka has to be from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid. A Karmelis Lachur is called nothing. Here Rashi's Mashma, no. For the first Akira, even if the Akira was from a Karmelis, but since Lamaisa is going through Rosh Hashanah onto the top of the wall, or the top of the Migdal, which is the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's also Wasim Midiraisa. So maybe there's no Hecha Timsai to get the Lechem from the bottom Karmelis to the top Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Eyes that Rashi be Nochas V'Ochlo, let the person climb down from the top of the roof, the top of the wall, and eat his Erev downstairs on the bottom. He's going out of his Mokum Shvisa because he's living on top of the Rishus Yochid and he's going down to a Mokum Karmelis, the different Rishus. Hilchas Erevin means that Erev Chumim, that at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, you have to be able to eat the Lechem in the Mokum where you want to be kind of Shvisa. So here you want to be kind of Shvisa on top of the roof, on top of the wall, which is Rishus Yochid. Yerev is Lamat in the Karmelis. And you can't eat it. You can't eat, if you eat it down the Karmelis, that's not called the same Rishus, where you want to be kind of Shvisa. So up there, you can't get the Erev there. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal. Is the Kasha again via Mai? Why is not Chal? Hokinami. Name a Hoyo Vyochel and Toysoi. Or Levido Sechasara. We're talking about Toshia. This is a moving tower that could be movable. It's like a big box by Stoys. That's something, or a chicken coop, they say. This Migdol, or the Shoivich. A Shoivich is like a chicken coop that you could move it. So since you could tilt it down, well, even though now it's Lamala Meyud, why don't we say you could tilt it down to bring it less than Yud? Yochel and Taisla, Vilo Techasara. It should be just like Ravina's Terence Michael Kola. You could tilt the basket downwards. Here also, tilt the Shrevis downwards. Is Amar Ravina, Pashta Terence's? Amrav Yirmiya, Hocha be Migdal Mesumrastinin. This tower, this the Havmin was the portable one. No, it's Mesumr. It's knocked down, nailed down. It's nailed down into the tree, into the wall. You can't move it. So it's not shaft to tilt it downwards. And the Hocha be Migdal Orachaskinaya Migdal. It's a very long one. The Mamtil Le Purta, if you move it a little bit, also Chusli Arbamis. Then the cloud, the bread will go out of the Yarb Armis, so the cloud won't be a good Erev. His Hechidom is Rech Yomorah. Idi Yikakavto Masna, Lice Yikakavto Masna. If he has a string and a window in the Migdol, let him put tie the string onto the food, and let him hang the string out of the window, and he'll be able to pull the food to him. So since the food is attached to the string, it's like Agad, there's no Issid Reis to take it from one Rishus to another Rishus. It's only Yosim and the Rabbonim. But the Reis, it's not called an Akira, since it's attached to the string, and the string is in your hand, that we have in the Gemara on Shabbos. If you have food that's attached to the string, and you throw the food away, since one side of the string is attached in your hand, there's no issur itzur. It's still considered attached to your hand. So the kasher is now, if you have this big migdal, wherever you are, you're on top, and the erev is on bottom, so what? Take a string, and put it through the window, and tie it onto the food, and it'll be in your hand, Bein Hashemoshes. So about that, you could pull it to you, let the erev be chal, and the Gemara Nechanami, we're talking about Afghani Kimta. The less like kafto master. We're talking about such a tower here that the guy doesn't have any string and there's no windows attached. So now the only answer is mamish to climb down, to eat the erev on the bottom. So that's why it's usher. That since to bring it upwards is an issur deraisa, you're carrying from one rishus yochid through a rishus rabim to another rishus yochid. It's usher deraisa. I let him climb down and eat the erev there. So we're saying it's called in a different rishus. He's upstairs in rishus yochid. Downstairs is called the karmelis. Therefore, the erev. Yeah, so in the flame dalad in the bottom, amar aleph in the bottom. You nosto bebor afilu omok meyama. So Mishnah said if you put the yerev inside a bor, no matter how deep down the bor is, even though it's 100 amis, still the yerev is called. Still it's called a good yerev. No matter how far down the bor is. For the Gemara, what's the chiddush here? High bor the koi hechi. Where is this bor standing that you're telling me a chiddush? Even though you put Yeruv et Chumim way down, deep down in the bor, still the Erev is Chal. He's high bor the Koy Hechir. Ilayim the Koy Rishus HaYochid. If the bor itself is in a Rishus HaYochid, you have your backyard, and in the middle of your backyard, you have a big ditch that goes very far down. So the Mishnah says a Chiddush, if you put your Erev, you put the path down deep in the bor, still the Erev is Chal.